Hey everyone, welcome to the Fantastic Neighborhood. I'm Fred.
I'm John.
And we've got a very special episode for you today. John, why don't you tell them what we're doing today?
So, with the expected announcement of the PlayStation 4 this week, we thought we would get ahead of the curve and sort of predict the winner of the next generation of consoles. Now, I think everybody is familiar with the game Mary Boff Kill or Mary Fuck Kill, Mary Bang Kill, whatever, where you're presented with three choices and you have to choose whether you would marry that choice, just bang that choice, or kill that choice. And you have to, you know, you have to choose. You know, it's like, so Fred,
it's like truth or dare. You have to pick one or the other and you have to do it.
Yeah. So we'll just do a quick example. So, Fred, Mary Boff Kill, Nancy Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, Madeleine Albright.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's as tough as your wiener is right now just thinking about it.
I know. I think, okay, so Mary, I think, would have to be Madeleine Albright.
She's lovely.
I think my gut is telling me kill Nancy Reagan.
Uh-huh.
And Boff Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, grudge fuck Margaret Thatcher. So anyway, now that we know the rules of the game, we'll dive right in, and you know maybe we'll have a little discussion about why we make our choices too. So the three choices throughout this exercise are going to be the Wii U, the Xbox Durango 720. We'll just say Xbox. It's like, you know, the Final Destination reboot, and the PlayStation 4. So those will be the three choices. I know we're leaving out the, you know, alternative consoles and PC and stuff, but we're just thinking of the, you know, the big three or whatever. All right, so the first category, Fred, is backwards compatibility. And so, a lot of this is going to be based on speculation. So first off, Wii U, we have full backwards compatibility with all Wii games. The Xbox Durango, which I'm going to go ahead and speculate, has software backwards compatibility. I think that's based on that strategy doc from a few years ago. And the PlayStation 4, which we're all speculating that since they're moving away from the cell architecture, that they're going to offer PlayStation 3 games in some sort of streaming service. We don't know if you'll have to rebuy the games you currently own or if this will be some sort of subscription service, but that's what we know. So, Fred, why don't you go first?
Okay, so I would have to say that Mary would definitely be the Wii U. I think the Wii U is the only one that does it correctly. I think Fuck is probably going to be the PS3 because I know something about it, and Kill is going to be the Xbox on this one. Because,
wow.
Yeah, fuck if I know what the hell they're going to do with their games.
So, you know, since this is speculation-based, right? So I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to go ahead and marry the Xbox, because I think that is the console it's the console I have the most stuff on, but I think that there's no way in hell that Microsoft makes this next console not work with all your existing Xbox Live Arcade games. And since they run basically the same thing that, you know, Xbox games do, I think there's a good chance that we'll have you know, decent backwards compatibility on that. I'm gonna say kill the PlayStation because I don't want to stream fucking last gen games. What happens if my wife starts watching Netflix in the other room and, oh man, now I'm playing Sly Cooper in 480. And I'm going to say fuck the Wii U because it's a quick thrill. You know, when I decide to go back and play my Mad Dog McCree collection on my Wii U, that'll be That'll just be the raddest. Actually, next time you come over, we should really play the Mad Dog McCree collection on my Wii U.
What, you don't want to have a Bayou Billy competition?
Is that on Virtual Console?
I don't know, but it should be.
The other reason I don't really treat the Wii U as a quick fuck is because the way that they have set up the backwards compatibility, where you have to go into this completely separate Wii mode, and if you want to bring over your Virtual Console games, they got to you have to pay again. That's just, man, I don't know. I wish I could kill multiple, but you know that's not the rule. So what's up?
You know, What's up next is motion controls.
Oh right,
and
so
this has been the big thing in the past couple of years, John. Maybe we should define motion controls because it's not specifically anything non-standard.
You know, I think let's just call it that. Let's call it, for the sake of this, it's anything that involves flailing or talking to your TV.
Okay. So, why don't you go first on this one, John?
All right. This is hard. Just like the Maggie Thatcher thing. Okay, so I'm going to go... Damn it. The motion controls suck. I'm going to go Mary Wii U. It simply works the best because it's basically the same thing as the Wii Motion Plus. The tablet controller, it works pretty well. Like, I mean, in Zombie U, when you roll around with that thing, it's pretty cool. I'm going to have to go, fuck the PS4 because the move built into the controller. I mean, I think there's some cool stuff they can do with that. Right. I think it'll be amazing if they continue to support Move. And I'm going to go ahead and say kill the Xbox. Not because I'm not excited about the next Kinect, because I imagine it's going to work so much better and work in smaller spaces and work in lower light. I'm doing this because of this rumor that it's the Kinect has to be plugged in.
It's a mandatory element to, just like the Wii Motion Bar.
Yeah, I'm just super weary. I feel like Microsoft has something better up their sleeves, but with the information we have now, I'm going to go ahead and say kill the Xbox.
Okay, so I'm going to differ with you there. For my Mary, I actually picked the Xbox. And I'm not really a motion control guy, but I feel like that the Kinect is probably, out of the three, is the most likely to continue in the next generations. Like, you know, everything else is using a physical element. The Kinect is the only one that sort of, you don't need to have accoutrement as you play.
Plus, you can yell at the TV. I was watching Star Trek: The Next Generation last night, and I was just like, Xbox, pause. And then it pauses. And then I went pooped. And then it came back. I said, Xbox, play.
And, you know, if you were watching that on your Wii U, you could have watched it while you pooped.
Yo, that's a true story.
So with Xbox, though, and it's almost weird to say that the Kinect is an Xbox thing, because I have a feeling the Kinect is just going to become a piece of hardware. You can already effectively plug it into computers and run some games through it.
Yeah.
But my fuck category, I've got the PS3.
Four.
And the reason I never liked the PlayStation Move. I always thought it was really goofy looking. But then one game came out that made me think, oh, maybe they can do something interesting with this controller.
Is
that game being Johann Sebastian Joust.
But the thing about Johann Sebastian Joust is you need to have like six fucking Move controllers, and you need to have six people and a big space. That's a game that works for... I mean, that's a game...
Convention play.
I wish they would rent the kit, you know, like... $20, you get the kit for a week, because nobody's ever, and you can do it for some fun office party or something. But
you can hop on down to the ye old Blockbuster.
I don't know. There's got to be a better way. Anyway,
the other reason I said fuck on this one is because the PlayStation 3 had a couple of things, non-standard control schemas in the past that sort of gotten forgot about, like the iToy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those were actually, for what they're worth, they were pretty cool. I mean, they weren't particularly well utilized, but they were pretty cool. That Eye of Judgment game was actually really popular for a time. And I think they could do something good with it. We're going to find out. My kill is the Wii, because I already know what the Wii is, and I don't give a shit anymore. It's like, you know, I'll kill it because I don't want to fuck it, because I'm already tired of its tricks.
All right. So up next we've got the standard controls, right?
Right.
So the Wii U, that counts as the Wii U pad, the fucking tablet thing. Xbox, we have no idea, but we've heard you have to buy new controllers, which doesn't really, I mean, let's get real, isn't a really big deal because you're not playing that much on-couch multiplayer with that. Like,
right. I mean, you're going to buy a new console anyway, so it's going to come with one controller.
It's going to come with one, and let's get real, you don't use all those controllers. And the PlayStation 4, which, you know, the controller leaked ahead of time, and it looks like a plussed-up DualShock with sort of rounder, more ergonomic handles, a little beefier, and from what we've heard, better triggers. They've got the concave instead of the convex triggers. Not to mention that little motion, the little trackpad or whatever in the middle. So, Fred, marry, fuck, kill. Marry, boff, kill.
So, for marry, I'm going to go with the Xbox. And the reason being is because I don't think they can possibly deviate too far from what they have, because I think the Xbox controller right now is considered to be like the de facto, like, this is the video game controller. It's what I use on my PC. It's what I use on the Xbox. It's what I wish the PlayStation 3 had. They're probably going to change some things in it. I wouldn't be surprised if it got some sort of gyroscope, yada, yada inside of it. I don't terribly care about that, but as long as the form factor stays the same, I think it's probably my favorite controller. So I think that's where I'm going to go with that one. Fuck, I'm going to say the PS3, because I think that they've probably learned their lesson from PS4, rather. They've learned their lesson from the PS3, because they're supposedly making the triggers usable again. I used to like the PlayStation controller back when it was PS1, PS2. I really did. I like the PlayStation's, you know, button. You know, the buttons are very prominent in all of the PlayStation material, right? The four symbols as opposed to A, B, X, Y. And I feel like it's symbolic, but I just don't know how well they're going to do it. So I'm going to toss that a fuck. And for kill, I'm going to go with the Wii U. It's just, like, there are no regular controls on the Wii U. And if I want, like, a regular D-pad sort of style controller to play virtual console games or something like that, I had to buy one or have to have bought one already.
Well, yeah, they have the Pro controller, which is just laid out really poorly.
Yeah, it's terribly laid out.
It's got the sticks. The sticks are both up, right? And then the D-pad and face buttons are down below. Like, how the fuck are you going to use those face buttons? But anyway.
Maybe we're just looking at the controller wrong. Maybe we're supposed to hold it upside down or something.
Yeah, maybe. All right, well, I actually agree with you across the board on there. I'm just have my full confidence in Microsoft continuing to make, you know, great controllers. Maybe they get that D-pad fixed. I'm sure there's going to be a little more fancy fucking tech in there. PlayStation 4, that controller looks like a good controller. The sticks are in the wrong place, but realistically, the way PlayStation has been for me for the last generation is a quick roll in the hay when a dope exclusive comes out. You know, it's like Drake, you know, Uncharted's out. Well, I'm going to play my PlayStation for a week, and then it'll go back to being my streaming baseball box. And then gotta kill the Wii U. The sticks are in the wrong fucking place. That tablet feels like a cheap piece of shit. It works great, but it feels like garbage, and that screen is fucking reflexive, resistive.
Resistive.
Yeah. So
resistant.
You got to hit real fucking hard. It's not just sensing a finger on there. So
I've also heard that it's not particularly, you know, sensitive at all, even when you smash on the damn thing.
It's not bad, but it's 10-year-old tech. The cool thing about it is that it's beaming something to it so quickly. That's really cool. just the rest of the tech is so freaking stupid. All right, Fred, what's next?
So the next category is, did we really call it this? Graphics.
Most graphics. you know, I'm reminded
visual,
of this.
Visual acuity.
I'm reminded of this because the Oscars are coming up, and I was like, me and my wife were reading the nominations, and, you know, it comes back to my complaints about video game awards. Remember, I was like, best graphics. That's like, you know, the Oscars giving the best costume design award to best shirts.
Right.
So the dopest shirts. But, you know, best graphics.
Best music goes to most notes.
Yeah. So graphics, I mean, PS4 going over to a more standard PC architecture, plus their sort of flair for tech. I'm going to go marry the Xbox. Next Xbox, I'm sure, is going to be fantastic. So we'll give it a roll in the sack. And the Wii U, nah. Fuck you, Wii U. You're dead. You're dead to me.
So, John, I think you and I are in agreement on this category as well. For Mary, I selected the PS4 because it's, you know, it's the kind of girl you want to spend some time with. The Xbox, I'll definitely, you know, take a roll in the hay with. And the Wii, I'm going to dump the body in the Arizona desert somewhere.
I'm going to call Nolan Bushnell and help get him to help me bury it.
Yeah, there's really no discussion, I think, right? Like, the Wii is technologically just inferior in every way. It's selling itself off a feature set. It's not selling itself off of processor power or anything like that, like Sony will undoubtedly pride itself on.
Yeah. So the next category is, and it's got a buzzword I hate, but I'm going to go with online ecosystem and marketplace. So the online experience and the shopping, the online shopping experience, combine these two. So, Fred, where are you at?
Okay. So in my mind, are we doing ecosystem and marketplace separate?
No, do them together.
We'll do them together. So as far as that goes, I'm going to say I think I'm going to give the nod to Xbox on the online ecosystem, but it's close. So I'm going to marry the Xbox because we know what Xbox Live is. We know how it works. I don't think it's going to deviate that much. The only thing that could cause me, I think, at this point to divorce the Xbox from my Mary decision is if they keep pushing this fucking advertising on the platform that I'm paying for. And that always drove me nuts. I don't imagine it's going to go away, but if it gets any worse, I think I'm going to have to demote the Xbox to a quick fuck. PS4, I'm going to give my fuck award to because I think that they had a lot of good things. They just didn't know how to package it. They didn't know how to get it all together. But up until now, it's been free. And PlayStation Plus was, you know, it was a good to have, but you really didn't need it like you do on Xbox Live. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the paradigm. I actually feel like PlayStation Plus is worth it now. So until I know more, it's going to be a fuck buddy. And as far as kill, I'm going to give it to the Wii U again because, god damn it, they almost have nothing in this. There's nothing there. Like, they don't their marketplace is literally just to sell games. There's no social aspects to it. They're still using fucking friend codes. Like, need I go on?
Yeah. So this is actually a more difficult category for me because the Wii U, if you went by just their store, it's not getting the kill. But if you add in this horrible little mini social network they made, they're not using friend codes. You can friend request people now. You're probably thinking of 3DS. But it's still tragically behind. There are some really neat features, like, you know, some in-game stuff where you see notes that friends left in games and stuff. The marketplace, they're offering sales on a lot of stuff, which is cool. It's also a little more open than certainly than Xbox. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and give the Wii U the boff. Xbox, I'm saying kill. They just, the way old content is, like, I mean, if I wanted to go buy some DLC for a game from 2007, I'm still paying $10 or $15. Like, it's got to be a little bit more responsive. You have to give developers a little bit more say in what goes on sale. Also, the indie games thing, the way they've buried that, they need to open that up. And listen, the ads thing is a thing too. But your friends list works a lot better on Xbox. And so this is such a tough category. But I'm going to say kill the Xbox. PlayStation, while my friends aren't on it, PlayStation Plus gives away tons and tons and tons of free games for $50 a year, $40 a year. The other thing is the horrible server speeds that plagued the PlayStation before seem to have been resolved. They still need to work out the patching and stuff, but man, this is a really tough category. I'm gonna go boff Wii U, kill Xbox because they need to make some steps. They've sort of been lagging behind, and marry the PS4 because I think they are on the right path and have a lot of ambition.
Okay, cool. So the next one I think is the scariest one, and I think it's actually could be the most important one to a lot of people. Price.
Ooh.
And I think we should also, instead of just looking at the ticket price of what you're buying, look at the recurring prices or the recurring costs that are going to be entailed with owning one of these consoles.
Let me, just to go back to the previous category real quick, I am pretty sure Plus is going to become somewhat required. Like, they're going to start gating off features in the next console. I took that into consideration when I gave it my Mary.
Okay.
But price, this is pure speculation, 100% speculation on the two that aren't out yet. But the Wii U is $350. Fuck. Sorry. Kill that.
Kill the Wii. It's not way too expensive.
It is not worth $350.
Now, with that being said, when the new consoles do get announced and come out, I think we can probably expect a price drop.
I doubt that very seriously. Maybe by the time holiday. I take that back. You're right. By the time next holiday rolls around and the other two are out, maybe $50 less. If they wanted to really raise some eyebrows, if they went $2 and $2.50 respectively, they could probably do a lot better.
I don't think they're even going to go that low. I think that there's other ways that are not lowering the price that might make it more enticing. Like, I think they could start packaging a game with it.
They package a game with it.
Or packaging two games with it.
Yeah, I don't think pack-ins are really... Pack-ins aren't really the draw. Simply because, the variety of people who like games is so wide. You know, your Call of Duty gamer is not necessarily your new Super Mario Brothers 2 gamer. The days of the universal experience, like Wii Sports, are kind of gone. But so that being said, kill the Wii U. I'm gonna say, marry the Xbox because I think they're gonna have a variety of pricing options. And I think they're gonna have some sort of subscription based thing, like, you know, something subsidized, like phones are. And I'm gonna say boff the PS4 because I think they're would be crazy to come in higher than $400 again. I think they've learned their lesson. So I think the PS4 might still be a day one purchase for me. At least something. At least if they've got the exclusives, which we'll get to, they've got a shot.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm gonna mirror what you said here. I'm gonna kill the Wii U because it just needs to be put out of its misery on price at this point. I'm going to marry the Xbox because I do think that they're going to have a scalable package. I also think that Sony has this reputation of not being able to price anything competitively, and I don't know why that would suddenly apply to the PlayStation. But Microsoft has done all right by the Xbox. One of the reasons I originally bought Xbox over PS3 was because of the price, because I could get so much more for my money. And I'm going to, you know, toss one PS4's way, just because I think that, you know, it's spunky and it's ambitious and it's probably going to do, it's going to try really hard.
Okay. So the next category is second screen experiences. So, you know, Wii U, obviously they comes with a second screen experience. Xbox is rolling out the Smart Glass and the Xbox, lifestyle app, and, PlayStation 4, we can only guess, is going to involve some Vita stuff.
Oh, this is going to be a tough one, John. I'll go first on this one. So as far as Mary goes, I'm going to go with, Xbox. And I'm basing that on Smart Glass. I use Smart Glass right now on my cell phone. It's not quite there.
But it's platform agnostic.
Yeah, it's platform agnostic, and it has the potential to be what I need it to be. And it's also, the second screen experience is not that important to me. It's important to these companies because they want to sell things on the second screen. But to me, it's like a game doesn't necessarily need more screens or more controllers or whatever have you to be good. So I'm going to go with the Smart Glass for the second screen. I am going to bone the Wii on this one, believe it or not. I think that the Wii is doing the second screen experience, and it's doing it integral to what it's doing, and it's doing it well enough. I don't necessarily gravitate towards those games, but, like, you know, it's a spunky little competitor, and it's really trying its hardest to differentiate itself, and for that I'll toss it a quick one, and I'm gonna kill the PS4 because I don't want to own a Vita to play PS4. I can't even imagine what the functionality is going to be. All I can think of is, remember on GameCube, that link cable for the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah.
I keep thinking of that with the Vita, except just without the cable. And yeah. I quite frankly do not want that.
So, same choice, same selections for me here. I think the Wii U, there are some fun experiences and people are doing that smart. It's the same as the DS in that regard. Some people did the second screen thing pretty well. The games that, you know, don't use the Wii Pad for, like, anything neat, but if they allow you to play the entire game on the Wii Pad, so if I can play, you know, I can play Mario Brothers from bed or from the toilet or whatever, it's neat. And I think Zombie U show by Ubisoft shows that there is some neat stuff you can do with that. Mary Xbox, they're gonna do something cool with this, and the fact that it works on iOS, Android, Windows Mobile. I don't know if they have a BlackBerry one out there yet, or if they're gonna. But I think,
or if there will be a BlackBerry by that point.
Yeah, I think they're already on the right track, so I think it's only gonna get better. PS4, no. There's rumors out there that there's gonna be a Vita with HDMI out. Explain to me why you don't just put out, like, the couple of cool Vita games on PlayStation 3 or 4. Like, I want to play Persona 4 Golden. I also want to play Gravity Rush. I do not want to pay $300 to play these games. And I know this is super hypocritical because I bought that Wii U. I feel like a dummy for buying that thing, but I have it. But yeah, those are my choices. Your turn, Fred, to tell me the next category.
This is an interesting category, John. Japanese games.
Yo, comma, Japanese games.
So, yeah, it's just which system is going to have the best selection of Japanese games that we give a shit about.
So, yeah, which console is going to have those weird-ass titles that kind of catch my eye, you know? They do. Like, I've Bayonetta, Persona, freaking Catherine,
Fire Emblem. Katamari Damacy's.
Yeah. Which one's going to be the place to go for the Japanese games? So I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to marry the Wii U. Bayonetta and Wonderful 101. Yeah, okay. That's why I bought my console. Kill Xbox. I mean, they don't care about it. It's fine, but, you know, they don't care about it. PS4, I'm going to say it gets the boff, but only because of that weird person inside me that somehow figures that one day I won't have to work at all and I could just sit around playing 100-hour niche JRPGs, which I cannot. But, you know, PS4, you got it. Also, for the some of the stuff they're more willing to bring to their store, like the fucking Tokyo Jungle. Fred?
For my selection, I said marry. I'm going to marry the PS4 on this one. I think historically, looking at the Japanese titles that have really hit well, they've all been PS3 games. You had Catherine, you had Katamari Damacy, you had some of these awkward RPG-style games.
Catherine was on both.
I always felt like it was a PS3 game, though.
I have the special edition on 360 with a pillowcase.
La-dee-da, John. But no, I mean, I think PS4 has more of a pedigree for Japanese games. I mean, even going back to the PS2, you know, all the Final Fantasies and the exclusivity there. The Squeenix tends to like Sony systems. I know, I hated saying it. And Sony is a Japanese company. So I think that they have more of a leg up on the competition there. As far as fuck, I'm going to go with Wii. Wii is going to put out the safe, child-friendly Japanese games that I don't tend to play.
Yeah, like Bayonetta 2. Yeah, that's just, come on.
No, but you got your Professor Layton's and you have your Phoenix Wright attorney games and stuff like that. Stuff that like really is very Japanese, but you know, a kid could play it but not get the humor. I think that those have exclusive domain on Nintendo consoles. I tend to think of them as handhelds, but I think the Wii will have a good selection there. And as far as kill Xbox, because they do not give a shit. They're just going to publish what they publish, what makes money.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to, you know, they tried last gen, you know, like wrapping up like Blue Dragon and stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't really matter that much. So for me, wait, I already gave you mine. The next one is exclusive hits with a Z. Yeah, Fred, exclusive exclusives. What do you think?
So it's a tough one. I feel like I need a prenup on this one. So as far as Mary goes, my heart is telling me PS4. My gut is telling me Xbox. And the reason I say that is because it's all contingent on whether or not The Last Guardian actually comes out. If The Last Guardian comes out, that is all I want to play, and I want to play it on a PS4. If it doesn't come out, I'm at a loss. The other games that we hear about coming out that are either cross-gen or next-gen, we have, you know, Watch Dogs, we have the Star Wars 1313. I think I'm going to give the nod to PS4 here. I really do. As far as fuck, it gets even harder for me now because I think I'm going to have to go with Xbox. I think the Wii is going to have more exclusives just because it's Nintendo and Nintendo titles are exclusive to Nintendo consoles. And I do love me some Nintendo titles, but they're not selling a console to me. A Mario title is not selling me a console. So I'm going to fuck the Xbox because I want to play the future Gears games. And I think the kill, by virtue of process of elimination, has to be to the poor, poor Wii U. Even though I think it's going to have a very good selection of exclusive hits. I think if you're underage, then like you have like a statutory sort of sex thing going on here, the Wii U would get the nod. But I'm a 30-year-old goddamn man. I don't want to play fucking Mario Brothers.
So here's where I'm at. I'm going Mary Xbox because I mean I like Halo, I like Gears. I actually can't think of many more exclusives. But you know, those are marquee titles. I'm going Boff Wii U because of those other games I spoke about before. Wonderful 101, Bayonetta. Listen, I don't really care about Zelda anymore. I don't care. You know, 3D Mario would be neat, but like new Mario Brothers Wii U is not a good game that I want to play. But for those other couple of games that they lined up, yeah, I'm in. And Kill, I'm going with PS4. The Last Guardian will rock, and I look forward to it if it ever comes out. But Killzone, Resistance, like Infamous, none of this stuff really, I don't know, grabs me. And some of the studios they had on lock, like Ninja Theory at the beginning, like with Heavenly Sword. Nah, man, I'm just not really feeling it as much PS4. Unless something crazy comes out Wednesday, I don't know, man. That's just where I'm at. So.
So you want to do our overall winner and loser here?
So Fred, do you have your totals?
Yeah, I do. So the Wii has a total of one Mary, has a total of two fucks, and has a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kills. It's right, not so looking good for the Wii U.
So it's your loser this generation.
The Wii U is my loser of this generation. As far as between the PS4 and the Xbox, I don't know if marry or fuck is better when it concerns me.
they're both seem like a losing situation.
I know. Oh, yeah. Well, John, maybe we should watch what we say here. But I fucked the PS4 5 times, and I fucked the Xbox only 2 times. So the PS4 is my overall fuck, which leaves the Xbox as my overall marry with 5 marries.
All right. Well, so my winning my hand in marriage for the next console era is also the Xbox. Things get a little bit more complicated after that because the Wii U and PlayStation both tied with 4 Fs apiece and 3 kills apiece. Can that be possible? How is our math?
That is very possible.
Yeah, because there's 9 choices. Okay, yeah. So that's the real deal. Wii U and PlayStation. Both get the snuff film treatment. God,
I think you're gonna have to bring them down to your sex dungeon and make them vie in a competition for you know.
Make me choose
your penis and their life.
Make me choose right now,
John. I think you have to go with your heart on this one. What's your heart telling you?
I'm saying the Wii U is my roll in the hay on occasion, and the PlayStation is the other way around. Wii U's dead after this. Nintendo never makes another home console after this, and PlayStation is going to be still where I go to play interesting exclusives. Oh, I said it. Okay. Okay, so that being said, if you enjoyed this episode and you don't usually listen to Fantastic Neighborhood, go ahead and subscribe to us on iTunes. We are also a website, fantasticneighborhood.com, and you can follow Fred on Twitter at ProtoAddict.
You can follow John at HeyJohnAnderson.
So, yeah, look for our regular episodes every Thursday.
And bye, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye, everybody. Bye, 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 bye. I'm in love with you. My love is deep, my love is true. To you, woman, I'm in love. Your hat is so soft, your eyes are blue. Your skin is warm, and I'll be true to you, woman. I'm in love. Came to me in a dream, I'm sure. You give your love, but give much more to me, woman. Oh, will you marry me?
take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to love and cherish in sickness and health till death do you part. I do. To death is to part. 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 To death is to part.